What up, Leo, and welcome to your August 2022 horoscope. So this will be 10 minutes long. Also, make sure to check your sun, moon, and rising, and I'm going to go right into it, okay? You need to make a decision. I feel like you're manifesting something or someone, but you got to make a decision about who you want to be there, who you want around you. It's like you want to have two different lives, but you can't, or you're trying to live a double life, or you're going back and forth on someone who you know is living a double life, like, but you love this person. It's a lot of things, so I'm going to say everything, but I think you're realizing people around you are shady. So this is going to be heartbreaking for you, because I feel like secrets are going to be coming out in August that really, like, expose you to the social group you're around, or something on social media is going to get out, and it's going to, like, change your life. Like, it's going to move you out of an old cycle. This could be information on a world scale that comes out that really touches your heart or gets to you. Something you see online that triggers you almost in a way to, like, thinking about the past. It's going to make you want to take on a higher life. Like, I feel like you're want to get more righteous. Like, I feel like you're wanting to dead old behaviors, because you're like, you're ready to level up. You're ready for more love. You're ready for more luck, abundance. You're tired of, like, this distortion sort of energy. And I think that mainly the reason that you stay in it is because it grounded you before, but now you've grown so much where you don't need to rely on certain people, places, or habits anymore to get by. I think August is about letting go of the crutches. Yeah, because I think you see yourself with somebody, or you're ready to dedicate your life to someone. Because I do get, this is funny, because Sagittarius also got Emperor, Empress energy. This could also talk about divine feminine, masculine union, harmony within yourself, really starting to move out of yourself. No, because I feel like some of you are going to realize you were going the wrong way. Like, you were chasing your past life, but you may see that you want to do something completely different when it comes to career. And you're gonna communicate this. I feel like you coming out online and saying it. I feel like you actually straight up are gonna tell, like, everybody, like, fuck off. I just feel this energy of y'all, Leo, like, exposing people. And I do, with the cards around it, I do get this is destined. Like, you're meant to speak about something that people did unfairly to you. I think you've been holding back information. Like, maybe even in a family setting, you know? Take whatever resonates, okay? I think you just want your groove back. I think that you want a callback to life. Like, you want to feel like you're in the game of life again, because you guys love that. You love that energy of being able to expose your talents and just show how great you are, and that's beautiful. But it's like you had to get your head clear on what it is that you wanted again, because you're gonna have, like, all of these epiphanies about why things didn't work out with somebody. Like, you don't trust somebody. And it's for a reason. It's definitely true. You don't trust someone, and they could have, like, earth sign placements. They are not a good energy. They are not good. They are sneaky. They are sneaky. This is why they play mind games with you for someone, okay? So in August, you're about to be like, fuck that. I need better. I don't need somebody always playing games with me, always making me feel like I'm an option. So you may be ending something in August. Like, fully being like, I'm done playing these games. Like, I'm too old for this. I've worked too hard for myself. I love myself. It's like, it's gonna snap you back awake, because I feel like whoever this is had you in some goo goo gaga love type of spell, okay? Like, they really had you with their words. Like, they don't, they minced their words, you know? Like, they were somebody who held back from you. I feel like they didn't tell you everything, and it's like then they just think they can be in and out of your life or something. It's a crisis every time they come in. I feel like they always make things a problem in your life. Like, you're really getting rid of this, like, fuck them. Like, I just get this energy of, like, I don't like whoever this is, like, around you. I just don't like this energy. I don't like this fake love. Like, it's, oh, these people are not in, like, I'm telling you guys, like, you're gonna realize, yo, like, this is why I don't fuck with anybody. Like, I just feel like you're going to really see you can be successful on your own. Like, you're going to be back on your lone wolf shit. Like, I'm the leader of the pack. When the fuck did I ever become the follower? How did I fall? It's like you didn't even realize that you fell into a trance and you was no longer leading the way. Like, because whoever, like, whatever this is, I just feel like they really did, like, they really made you feel like they loved you or something. So, wow, like, that's crazy. I just feel like these people are nasty. I just feel like they don't care about you. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's like, it's time for you to be independent anyway. You can have fun by yourself anyway, okay? Or link up with a Gemini. Link up with us gems, you know? Like, we're good. But I feel like you're gonna be, like, hasta la way, you gone. Like, I feel like you gone. Like, you're leaving something behind. You don't care. I feel like you're not going to give a flying fadoodle. Like, you're not going to give a fuck. Whatever it is, you've decided it. You've been patient. You tried to give it the benefit of the doubt. And now you're like, hell no. Like, my peace is everything to me. And I also need to get back in the front of the line. Because when the fuck did I get in the middle, in the back? Like, why am I at the back of the line to my show? Like, it's just like this type of energy, Leo. Like, it's like, come on, what the fuck happened? So yeah, you're gonna be wicked jolted up out of this, like, whatever this is, whatever, and you're going to completely end this, because I feel like you've been in, like, I don't get a good vibe of you. Like, I feel you being super angry and, like, super, you know, trying to put, like, let it out on social media, but it's like you also don't want to do that. Like, it's just like a lot of energy. So you are going to figure out how you want to execute this. When you figure it out, you're going to know how to say what you want to say when the time is right, okay? So do not force it. Even if this is like a one-on-one confrontation with somebody, like, you're going to be able to evolve past this situation. And not only that, but you're going to respect yourself even more for standing up to someone maybe that you put on a pedestal, or that they presented themselves as a good offer. I feel sick, like, literally. I don't know what the hell, like, why is this so much betrayal? Because it's like layers of it. Yeah, it's 12-12. Like, it's just like, this feels like a past life type of thing too. Like, yes, 2-8. Like, this feels like some past life shit. Like, this person, they killed you in a past life. I'm not even playing. Like, that's how it feels like. And deep down, your soul, like, resents them for that, okay? So I'm just saying, anyone you feel like you just can't fuck with them, like, it's just like, this is for a reason, because you've outgrown them, okay? That's just all it is. Don't make it more theatrical than what it has to be. You've outgrown them, okay? So it's just, it's time to go. Like, you're ready to be the star. It's like, no matter what, whoever is getting the fuck off, cut off, you're gonna be like, good fucking riddance. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Okay? Like, you're really gonna be, this is not gonna be hard. This is why I'm trying to keep y'all, because maybe some of y'all are worried, but no, like, trust me. When this happens, you're gonna be like, this is the moment that Paris was talking about. This is exactly what she meant. And it feels so damn good. Like, you're gonna feel so good that you did it. Like, you're gonna be like, yes, I'm free from, like, all of it. It's like you're ending a past life contract. It's gonna feel very liberating. It's gonna feel a little scary at first. but it's liberating. Okay, so I hope this helps you guys. Peace out.